fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, aloha. And mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, I think today is Chinese New Year's. So,
The 8th, I think.
Huh?
February 8th is the Chinese New Year.
Oh.
But they have celebrations downstairs.
Oh, they start early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do it for a week.
Wow. Okay. So how come when we celebrate New Year's, it's just a one-day deal?
Because we get it right on the first try.
Well, we get it on the first try. Okay. Okay, I see. So the Chinese don't get it, so they go for weeks. I see.
Maybe they need a lot of good luck.
That's a lot of good luck. But, boy, the traffic around the Chinese Cultural Center is unbelievable. Anyway, a lot of people, I'm talking about local people, Kamainas, Hawaii, they're leaving, especially island of Oahu. The cost of living on Oahu is way, way out of sight. The mayor wants to raise auto registration again. I checked with Big Island, and the Big Island person told me for Toyota Camry it was $79 a year. That's high, because Arizona is $35 a year. There's no place, I think, I don't know of any place on the mainland that is over $100. But Oahu, boy, it's high. And he's talking about going 9% more on the property tax. In Hilo, the property tax for almost an acre lot was $200 every 6 months. Honolulu, for a little apartment, a condominium, is $400 every 6 months. What's up with that? In Hilo, premium gasoline is $2.55 a gallon. Okay? The octane on all brands of gasoline in Hilo, the 92 is 90. Not on Kauai. Harvey Maeda just checked it yesterday, and the premium is 82, not even 90 or 89. And the gas is $3.35 a gallon. $3.35 a gallon. Why the big difference? I don't understand this. If this was like all connected, the islands were all connected and you could drive from one island to the next island, you'd be in trouble. Because everybody would be going to the Big Island to buy gasoline. A lot cheaper. But anyway, the other thing that I just found out is the wheels for the rail. The steel wheels, steel on steel, for the rail, the company that manufactures those wheels has closed down. The state did not order wheels, and they don't have any wheels for the rail. So where are they going to get wheels from now? And to have those steel wheels made special is going to cost a lot more. Okay? Because they're going to be custom made. So the cost of this rail is going up and up and up. It's not getting cheaper. It's getting more expensive. And it's still not into town. What do you think the cost is going to be when they come down Dillingham? Think about that. When they come down Dillingham, how much will it cost? Okay? Can we afford it? Can you afford a Rolls Royce? Well, if you can't, you don't buy it, right? Well, I don't know. To upgrade the bus system, the buses, it's about $1 billion. A lot cheaper than a rail. Anyway, getting to your windshield, I highly recommend using Rain-X. It's very easy. You apply it twice, spread it out, then you get a damp cloth and you wipe it clean. You wipe it shiny. Okay? Not a dry one. Because a dry one only will only smear the Rain-X around. It's got to be damp, so the damp cloth will take out all that haze and make it clear. The windshield, very important, needs to be clean, folks. It needs to be clean. In racing, they clean the windshields because without your noticing, your eye picks up the rubbish on the glass and distracts you from whatever's on the road ahead of you. So for safety reasons, the windshield has to be clean. Okay? Now, if you have a chip on your glass with a little crack, okay? You don't have money to change the windshield? There's a company that will fix it for you by putting some kind of a glue into it. Okay? So, what was the name of that company? My goodness. Getting old. Mind slipping. Might have to go change the clutch. Need to overhaul the brain. But there is a company that will fix that little chip in the glass like there's no chip. And very, very reasonable. Okay? Now, when I get my memory back, I will let you know. Okay? Okay. The glass repair. You got your pencil ready? Your pen, pencil? 922-0966. 922-0966. He repairs windshields, the little cracks, okay? Cheaper than spending, $500-$600 for a new windshield. But if you need to change that windshield, then call Kaka'ako Glass Company. Kaka'ako Glass Company is really super reasonable, okay? I know, I heard. What is the phone number? 596-8180. 596-8180. Okay? On this show, you got to have a pencil and paper. Because you cannot say, excuse me, can you repeat that again? gotta write it down. Keep it for reference. You never know when you're gonna need it. Okay? Anyway, if you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. And we have Christy here replacing Wanda today because Wanda took a little vacation. You know, so anyway, give us a call if you have a question. Okay? Now, this one is Dhatri Dean. He came in to put ethanol. And he had his tank filled all the way to the top. Okay? You, my recommendation, when you're filling gas, I don't care if Chevron 76, whatever you decide to fill, stop it at the first click. Do not round off the number. Stop it on the first click. Okay, you're holding the lever, it goes and goes, and when it's full, it clicks off. Okay? Stop it. Do not round off the number. Put away the pump. The reason is, all of your cars has what is called a vapor recovery system. It recovers the vapors from your gas tank, and it's supposed to be an EPA stuff. But what it does, when it takes out the vapors from the gas tank, it also removes oxygen. So if you get into a bad accident, there's no way the gas tank can explode. Okay? So, when you remove your gas cap, you hear the air go psh. That's because it has a vacuum. It removes all the oxygen, or what they call the vapors, from the gas tank. And runs it back to the engine. Now, if you run it all the way to the brim, run the gas to the brim, the excess goes down into the vapor recovery system and damages it. It's not cheap stuff. It's, depending on the car, is anywhere from $400 and up. Okay? So, your choice, folks. You want to pay the money? Fill it to the brim. Okay? And just bring it in to my son Todd and tell him we could change it. A lot of people come in twice. Okay? To change that. It takes them two times to learn not to go to the click, past the click. So anyway, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Robert from Wyole.
Hi, Robert.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I used to have some tractors that ran on diesel, mm-hmm. and I've gotten off the diesel, and the 5-gallon cans that I, you know, maybe five or six of them, I just can't seem to get them cleaned out so I can put gasoline in them. They got some black tar stuff. I put hot water and soap, and it just seems like I can't get it off the polyurethane, the container inside.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything, like a grease degreaser or something that might take that off?
You got polyurethane in there?
Yeah, it's like a 5-gallon gas can, a tall one.
Yeah?
And it's down in like... down in one side of the corner, I guess where maybe the diesel evaporated out, and no matter what I put in there, I got to stick with a brush, hot water, soap. I can't get them, because I want to put gasoline back in them. I'm afraid some of that stuff might chip off and then go into my machinery, you know, unless I put a filter on every time I empty that gas can.
Oh, you want to use that gas can for gas instead of diesel?
Yeah, I want to change it over, but I can't seem to get the residue out of the diesel from the diesel.
Go get a couple of cans of Brake Clean.
Brake Clean, okay.
Brake Clean.
Brake Clean.
Brake Clean. CRC Brake Clean.
Oh, okay, so to clean up some brakes. Okay.
Yes. CRC.
All right, stuff might dissolve them. All right, I'll try that one.
Try the CRC Brake Clean.
Yeah, CRC Brake Clean. Okay.
A green can.
What? A gray.
Green can.
Oh, green. Okay.
Not the red.
Right. Not the red one. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what was the number again? The name? Let me write it down here for sure. I don't misspell it or anything.
What's that?
What was the
Brake Clean?
Brake Clean. You know,
yeah,
step your brake, stop, brake.
Yeah, Brake Clean. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's in
used.
A green can.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Okay, that's try it. That.
Made my day. Thank
okay.
You.
Brake time? Yes.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
It's Rolling Bob, doing great. And you know, you were talking about the rail, and I've come to this conclusion. Whatever the folks in charge of the rail say, it's not true.
You're
and
right.
I think they're just making stuff up, because they tell you, oh, well, if we raise this much, you know, the excise tax X amount, it's going to cover us for 5 years. Then 2 days later, they come out and say, oh, but we forgot to tell you that we got to make special wheels, and that's going to be another $40 million, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's like, I don't know how this happened. Just amazes me.
And they didn't tell you, Bob, that the tracks that they bought years ago, the steel rail tracks,
right?
They got to go buy new ones. It's all rusty. They left it outside.
I don't know why they went steel on steel. I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot of things I don't know. So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Maybe it's better you not know, because then you might get a heart attack. Okay, who's next on the phone?
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, George. Timing change you have to change it, or you change it when it makes noise or it goes bad?
Okay. If you use good motor oil, your timing chain should last indefinite.
If you use good motor oil, you're talking about like the Royal Purple or
the
new one now?
Yes.
It's the Royal Purple that has that additive inside you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you use that, it you shouldn't have to change it?
Yep.
Okay, but what if it's like over 90,000 already? So you can still put the oil in?
Yeah. You still can put it in. Better late than never.
But then the belt, you would have to change it, yeah?
Belt, you got to change.
Okay, so chain, you don't have to do it until it starts making noise or giving you trouble.
Yes.
Like it will show signs first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay, so give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. You should write the number down. It's easier. Okay? But anyway, pay attention to filling the gas. Okay? And I've always said to use Shell 92, right? Right? Am I right?
Okay.
Did I ever say anytime to use Costco? No. One radio listener the other day came in. His car had a check engine light on. And my son Todd scanned it with the computer and found he had the exhaust sensors burnt out. Had to be replaced. Well, those things get beat up from low octane fuel. Okay? So, now, after paying a big bill for replacing all of them, now he's going to use the 92 Shell. Why does it have to come to this kind of expense before anybody listens? Why can't everybody just listen from the get-go so you save money? Here's the other thing. Did any of you see the news about the poor dog that was dragged down the road for 1 mile? And he might not live. I don't know if he's going to live. Why didn't anybody that saw that stop the guy? I mean, the poor dog being dragged down the road. Why didn't somebody stop him? Oh, boy. What is this world coming to? Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Serge from Mililani.
We have who?
Serge from Mililani.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
I've got a 2013 Honda CR-V. And my problem is the car, when you have it on cruise control, it's stalling, move back like 10 miles and then picked up again. I know there was a recall. I put my VIN number on the recall section and it didn't come out. And the car is still stalling when you have it on cruise control.
Then you should be on the recall. You take it back to the dealer and you tell them that you didn't see it on the recall, but your car is doing the exact same thing as the others that's on recall. And they'll fix it.
Okay, what do you think is the problem? Do you know?
Could be several things. What kind of gas are you using?
I'm using, normally I use the 92, sometimes I use the 87, but normally I alternate.
What brand?
Costco.
Pay me now, pay me later. I always recommend Shell 92 V-Power. It saves you gas mileage and saves you big money in repair. The Shell 92 is what I recommend.
So you're saying Costco is not good?
Yes, I wouldn't recommend Costco.
Okay. The problem is the car has been moved from the time I got the car from the dealer. The deal was like 71 mile on it. The car's been doing the same thing, and I went back to the dealer many times. Oh, that's the way the car rides, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to go back to them. Or
how many times have you been there?
Oh, I've been there maybe two or three times. You know,
okay. If you went there three times for the same problem, the dealer is obligated to buy the car back from you and give you another one.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to them again and let them know. But from the time I bought the car, about a month after I bought the car, I went back. And I went back to it, but I'll go back. But thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's called the Lemon Law.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Who do we have next?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Okay. We can go forward. Okay. Timing belts need to be changed. You've got to read your owner's manual. It will tell you when it has to be done. If you don't know, then check with a dealer or check with an auto repair shop. Okay? If you're using good motor oil and you have a timing chain, then your timing chain is indefinite. More and more cars today, the newer cars, are coming out with timing chains. Less problems. Okay? So, you need to research the new car that you're going to buy before you buy it. Now, on Toyotas, if the timing belt breaks, if the timing belt breaks on Toyotas, no problem. The valves do not get damaged from the pistons. Because what the timing belt or timing chain does, it keeps the valves in time with the piston. The piston goes up and down, and the valves would open and close. They're timed. But if the belt breaks, the piston keeps moving, and the valves on certain cylinders will be open, and the piston will smash them. But on Toyotas, it's engineered different. It does not get damaged. Perfect. Okay? All other models, forget it. You got a damaged engine. Okay? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? So. And on mufflers, if you have to change a muffler, use something that is original equipment equivalent. Not this kind of muffler that they're saying it's a lifetime guarantee. There is a hook in there. Okay? And the other thing is, when you're driving down the freeway, pay attention if your car is floating around like a boat. Okay? If it's floating around, then the struts need to be replaced. A lot of safety check stations are telling the customers they need to change the strut. They're hustling the customer. That's why we need to get rid of safety check, because all the ones that are told they need to replace the strut, there was nothing wrong with it. The shops are using the safety check as an excuse to generate more business. It's nothing to do with safety. Now, we just saw a Ford Ranchero that just passed safety check. Okay? Listen up, folks. The entire floorboard is rotten. When you take the board, somebody put boards, thin wooden boards for floorboard. And it's not metal. Okay? It's just laying there. So if you move it and a little child steps there, he's going to go through the floor. It passed safety check. It just blew me away. There was another car in Lihue, Kauai. Just passed safety check, came over, to where Harvey Maeda is, and I happened to look, and wow, just passed safety check that very month. There was a huge crack on all the tires, all the way around the tire. It's about 3/16 wide, deep, all the way to the casing, crack. But it passed safety check. So, if the safety check is not being checked right, not being enforced, then by all means, get rid of it. Okay? Because people are using this system, especially the new system, where it takes the picture of the of all the car and stuff. Okay? And they tell you, if you don't fix it with us, you're not going to get a safety check because it's in the system that you failed. That's not true. Okay? But they're scaring the people that they have to do what they're saying is faulty. The hustle. Okay? And all safety stickers on the cars, folks, remove the VIN number. They're putting the VIN number on the safety sticker. The thieves take a picture of that VIN number along with your license number with the phone, and they go to a locksmith and they make a key. And they come back and borrow your car. Okay? Then when they go home, they switch the license plates. Now, they can drive your car forever. Nobody will ever find that that is a stolen vehicle. Not unless you have your name right on the door saying, Bob. Okay? So, well, anyway. I know I'm saying all this, but nobody's listening. Anyway, is it break time?
Yes, we are going to take a short break now. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N, .net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And like I said, if you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay? Okay. Now, if your car is doing the wobble, okay, is wobbling down the road, check the tires. We're hearing a lot of stories about tires exploding lately. And it's because of the potholes. They damage the casing and the tire explodes. Very, very dangerous. Okay? So, give the mayor a call and say, please fix the potholes like you promised. He promised to fix it. So, fix it. Okay? Anyway. The only way you're going to get rid of safety check is you, the people of Hawaii, have to send an email, send a letter to your politicians. If you don't, it's going to continue. And if the politicians had a little smarts, they would be saving a whole bunch of money by getting rid of safety check. Because the $20 or $25 that you pay, it doesn't go to the city or the state. It's for the mechanic. Now, here's the inside scoop. The mechanics are squawking because that's too cheap. So the city is working on raising the cost of safety check. Maybe $75. Your choice, folks. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, George, how's it? Oh, I'm so glad your talk show is like 127. Hey, I'm supposed to listen to the show. So, you know, when I went to pick up ethanol from you, I had like over 3/4 tank. And you filled it up 2 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
That night I was going home on Polycarlo bound. Oh, my truck, I know, had nice power. Felt like king of the road, man.
Makes a difference, right?
And you win the race, you feel like king of the road. That's how I felt.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, that, it cleans the gas filter, too.
Yep.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that ethanol in. And if you didn't bring it, we'd be lost souls over here.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, I don't like to go and raise the registration fees again. I don't know.
No.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
They need the money for the rail, folks. And they're going to find it some way, somehow. Okay? If you need the money and you keep raising it, that means you cannot afford it. Cut it off. But the dangerous part is, why is it cracking? Why is the concrete pillars cracking? Did anybody ask? Did anybody care? The only time you're going to care is when your relative, friend, or somebody gets killed because the thing fell down on them. Don't wait to the funeral, folks. Say something. You all drive past the rail. Don't you see the cracks? There's one portion that broke off, and you can see the rebars inside. That's the wrong concrete. But all I can say is tell you, and if you're not going to listen and not do it, then what can I say? Okay? So, the problem on the news is the homeless on the streets. And the homeless are walking across the street, you know, against the light and whatever, and they pay no attention to the cars. They don't care. Something has to be done. But what can we do? Okay? So, try to see if we can eliminate the safety check. It'll save the state a whole bunch of money and save the people a whole bunch of money for not having to do the phony repair work. Okay? Now, if you're going to do brakes, do not do cheapies. Do good brake job, because you have only one chance. A lot of people, and I'm telling you from experience, they want the cheapie. Okay? I'm not going to tell you who does the cheapie, because it's not safe. There are a lot of brake parts that are being made in China. And the Chinese don't know too much about making brake parts. Okay? So, the electronic rust-proofing device is the other thing that I recommend for all new cars. It eliminates rust 100%. Guaranteed. Okay? So, highly recommended to get the electronic rust proofer. You can get it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai or from Nita's Auto Repair from my son Todd. For Harvey, you can call Harvey at 651-2813, 651-2813. Or you can call Todd at Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554, 847-5554. Okay? Check your tire pressure, folks. A lot of you are driving around with underinflated tires. Tire shops love to make it only at 35 pounds. That's underinflated. You can't run it that low. Okay? So, look on the side of the tire. It says what the inflation should be. Every tire is different. Look at it. Okay? If you buy new tires for your vehicle, highly recommended to get the Touring series. Touring, like going on a tour, you know, on a vacation, get the Touring Series. The Touring Series tires were built, they're constructed, especially for front-wheel drive cars. Now, if you can't find Touring tires, use a speed-rated tire. The sidewalls are different, okay? Front-wheel drive tires, the front do the power, so when you turn, the sidewalls need to be stiffer. So that's why it's highly recommended to get Touring tires. And you can get tires cheaper on Amazon.com. Free shipping. Okay? So, got a question? Give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay. There's car companies that are making hydrogen cars, and that's not recommended. Electric cars, not recommended. Hydrogen explosive, electric cars, high cancer. It's break time.
Okay, we're going to go to a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call. Don't wait till the last minute. And it's not enough time, okay? On the sidewalls of the tires, there is a date of when the tire was manufactured. Tires are good for only 6 years, okay? Anything over 6 years, I wouldn't use it, okay? There's an oval spot on the side of every tire, and it has four numbers. The first two numbers is the week that it was made. The second two is the year. Okay? So, go check it out before you buy the tire. Okay? You don't want to buy an old tire like the one they put on the Porsche that killed Paul Walker. Okay? So, check it out. Okay. Now, any questions? You know about the gas? Okay, the air filters. Air filters that we recommend is the K and N. The letter K and the letter N. It's a lifetime air filter. You never have to buy another one again. And it flows more air and gives you better gas mileage. Okay? Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kihei.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
I'm calling from Kiev because I'm in Maui this week. I just wanted to say, according to your broadcast, yeah, I don't think safety check is a good idea. I don't think the shops are doing a good job and what is right. If you have a reputable auto repair shop, they'll check your car out and tell you if something needs to be fixed or if it's not right or not safe. So, yeah, I agree totally with you.
Well, I think there's about 40 states that don't have safety check anymore.
Right.
Because when the feds canceled federal funding for safety check, the state said, hey, we're not going to take the loss. They get rid of it. And
yeah.
Oregon has a law, and the rest of the states have the law too, where it's the car owner's responsibility to have their car checked every time they have it serviced. So, if you're driving down the road with bald tires, and a policeman sees that, he pulls them over, and it's a $400 ticket. Not a $100 ticket, $400. But if he sees the car as exceptionally unsafe, he impounds the car, and now the ticket is $1,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to afford that.
That's why when you make it real harsh, the penalty is harsh, people, they abide by it. They make sure it's safe. And that cuts down the car accidents on
that's
the road.
That's true. That's right.
See?
Yeah.
But
you know, I can say this too. You know, sad to say, there's a lot of repair shops, they kind of, for whatever reason, they not too honest. Like my own father and a good friend of mine, actually, was my former boss. Both of them went to a repair shop, and they told him, like, for instance, my father only wanted front wheel alignment, and they told him he had to change this, that, and then it was all unsafe. And my father didn't agree, and he went to another shop, and they said, no, everything's fine. We can give you the wheel alignment.
Yep. That goes
okay.
on.
Huh?
That is going on all over the state.
Right.
And
I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm calling from Maui, Kihei, and I drove around the other day, and, man, there's thousands and thousands, I don't know, tens of thousands of acres of sugarcane, you know, A and B. Sad, real sad, they're going to close it down, a lot of people are going to lose their job.
Yep.
It's just, we need to get them to retain it and make ethanol. It's a good place to do that.
Yeah, but the politicians don't like ethanol.
Yeah, but we need to, well, first of all, get them out and get politicians that have some brains that can understand and realize
mm-hmm.
what's happening, what is the truth, and get them out and get new politicians and change
yep.
things around.
Yep.
Okay, George, you take care, and I'll be
yeah,
back next week, and I'll see you around. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Any calls? 808-524-1080. Okay. Anyway. See, I just forgot what I was going to say. I got to change my clutch. It's slipping. It's the age, I guess. Anyway. I see every day people texting while driving. Oh, I think I hit the sore spot for Bob, because Bob's listening and Bob goes ape when he can talk about people texting. I see them all the time. You know, I'm next to this car the other day, and the car has a big space from, you know, between the cars.
Mm-hmm.
I look over, and the lady is texting. The traffic is moving, and she's still there texting. What's up with that? And the guy in the back gets frustrated, toots his horn, and she flashes the bird to him. What the heck? I don't know.
they don't realize that if the person in front of them was doing that, wouldn't they be upset? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
But going down the freeway was another one. Down the freeway now, H1. I'm not picking on the ladies. The lady had her phone on the steering wheel, and she's texting and driving at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
That's talented. That is talented. Okay? Make it worse, I look at her right front tire, and I decided, move away. Her right front tire, this is a Camry, okay, was leaning toward the inside of the car. The top was leaning toward the inside. The bottom was going to the outside. So it was like the tires were bow-legged.
Hmm.
And she's driving at 60 miles an hour, texting. What the heck is up? What's wrong with this? You know, how long does it take for the tire to come off and for her to realize and try to control the car and not drop the phone? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be an octopus to do that. But you cannot be a monkey or a human being with two hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe an octopus could. He got a lot of hands. I don't know. People don't value their lives. It's scary. Really scary. Also, this guy comes in and talks to my son Todd that he had this shop change his fuel gauge on the gas tank. He took it home and he smelled gasoline. Gasoline was pouring out of his gas tank. So he thought, oh, I better not drive it. So he had a tow wagon, tow it in to my son.
Mm-hmm.
And the tow wagon guy said, no, we cannot put it in the shop because it's spilling gas like crazy. So Todd went out and looked at it and said, oh my gosh. So he had to empty the tank, pump it out. Dangerous. But what if the guy was driving home from the shop and it ignited?
Mm-hmm.
It would have exploded. End of story. Anyway, it's coming. When is Chinese New Year?
February 8th.
Oh, okay. We got some time to wish you, how do you say it?
Kung Hee Fa Choi.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, they're starting early because they're out there today. And according to Bob here, he said it's not as bad as last year.
Oh, it's not as bad as last couple of years.
Yeah. So
it took me like half an hour to get past the street.
Really?
That's a land speed record.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nothing.
It's crazy getting into this mm-hmm. parking lot downstairs.
Yeah, the people going into the cultural center parking lot, I don't know.
You can't get out.
You won't get out.
You can't get out. I've been here every Saturday morning, for the last 10 years. I'm telling you, on Chinese New Year, I have never seen traffic like that anywhere. I grew up in Washington D.C. where the population exploded, and they had a million people on one-lane country roads. I'm telling you, traffic around here on Chinese New Year is insane.
Yes.
I mean, and it's bad. Make no mistake about it. But it's been worse.
Okay, I guess it's that time again that we got to say aloha. I'd like to thank all of my listeners that called in, tuned in, and all that. Take care of each other, folks, and get involved. Save animals and save the people. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
I will always good.